Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. So I'm a little tired, but I'm going to go ahead and basically explain what happened. So, there's going to be two versions of this video. One might be a little more funny, but this one's going to be kind of more serious. But anyway, so here's what happened. I had this friend of mine at work, and I was assuming, alright, we'll just say I had this friend of mine at work. She was a girl, and she noticed that she liked a lot of my pins that I wear in my uniform, you know, a lot of my different, just things that I'm into, bands, there's anime stuff, and there's just all that. And of course, I was like, okay, you know, that's cool. And she's like, well, can I have one? So I let her pick one out, and she picked out the 2B one. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's, you know, you got some good taste in that. And, you know, weeks passed, months passed, and I was thinking, yeah, this one, she seems like she might be pretty cool. We would say hey and all that kind of stuff to each other. And I mean, it seemed like she was kind of interested until finally, you know, it approached her and she said, hey, can I get your number if that's cool with you? I said, yeah, sure, that's no problem. And, you know, she's really anxious about it. So I was like, yeah, she seems like she might be a little bit on the spectrum. And, you know, started talking to her and we got along pretty good. And, you know, just like everything, we talked about, you know, different hobbies. And, of course, you know, she was really into me. She thought I was very attractive and everything. And, you know, just she really just saw something in me, right? And I was like, oh, well, yeah, that's cool. But I said, do you know the person I am, right? So basically, I went on and called her and talked to her. And we had a really good conversation, you know. And she was very supportive of me, especially when I hit my head and I didn't know what was going on. You know, she'd always ask me if I was all right, what they had to say, you know, all that stuff. And of course, she would always, you know, ask me how I was doing, you know, if I'd eaten anything. She's just very considerate, right? Very kind of cool person. And, you know, she said that she liked my style and my vibe and all that kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, because I always have kind of like more of a rocker kind of style. And I'm like, well, no, she says to me she wants me to start like picking out clothes, right? So I'm like, okay, that's, you know, a very womany thing to do. Have a guy, you know, pick out like stuff. Hey, what should I wear? Do you think this will be cool or whatever? So I just went on to AliExpress, and I basically would pick what I would pick for my doll, right? Like, you know, the rocker goth kind of clothes and stuff. And I sent her a bunch of cool stuff that I thought would work, you know. And things were going good. I was like, you know what? Yeah, you can come over. Because there was a lot of shit that happened the past couple of weeks. And we were trying to get her to come over. And then finally one week, I said, all right, sure, you can come over. I'm working on something, but you can come over. So I was working on, you know, a little streaming box for a friend. Trying to get it, they could watch their thumb drive movies, right? They're an older person. They can't really watch a they don't really know how to work all that, so I had to kind of, you know, work with one of these little Temu boxes and see if I could get it to work for him. So anyway, I'm sitting there working on it, and she is sitting there on the bed, and she's just, like, really amazed at all the cool stuff I have, you know, comic books and games and books and all that stuff, you know. Movies, all the movies. Just all that, the figures, the little figurines, waifu figurines, you know, she thinks they're cute. I'm like, hey, this person, you know, might not be that bad, but there's always something off, right? And I just couldn't figure out what it was. And, you know, my mother, of course, she didn't really notice anything. And I said to my mother, I said, I don't think this is really going to work out. I mean, I think she's cool and all, but I just don't think she's for me. It feels like we're in different worlds. So I thought about it, and I'm like, well, you know, she is into a lot of the cool stuff that I'm into. And you know, she knew a lot of characters and stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Of course, we've been sharing artwork, and before we talked a little bit of maybe raunchier conversation and stuff, but you know, nothing out of the ordinary for two people, you know, that are really considering pursuing, you know, a relationship and maybe a sexual relationship and stuff like that. So I didn't know there was anything really out there, except I did notice that, you know, she I was like, well, you know, she's autistic, and sometimes she has like a deeper voice, but she is, you know, a black woman, and sometimes they can, even white women, a lot of women can sometimes have like a little bit of a deeper voice, because, you know, she would also have a very feminine voice, and I mean very feminine, to the point you couldn't, you know, you couldn't tell. And what I mean by that is, you know, we were having a conversation. She was going to come over tomorrow, and we were actually going to get intimate and watch a movie and all that. Have like a regular old, you know, date, you know? Just have a fun time, right? And it turned out that there was a lot of conversation about anal stuff, right? And I'm like, well, you know, I know some women. You know, they might. Every woman's different. Some women have different erogenous zones, and she said to me that her pussy was her. Now, we're probably going to be met with some laughter when we talk about this with DP, but she said that my asshole is my, or my ass is my pussy, right? And I'm like, and I was like, okay, well, I'm not sure what you mean by that. Do you mean like that's your erogenous zone? Like, do you get off there more than in other areas? And she was talking about, you know, rim jobs and stuff. And I'm like, well, if this is somebody I really care about, and, you know, she is a woman, you know. Maybe this is something I could try to get into, but at the same time, it wasn't something that I was really, you know, I was like, oh, it's really unclean down there. And just, you know, of course, I've seen that thing in what Fetish Locator, I think there was a scene, and I wasn't really into that. But I was like, well, you know, there's a dental dam, there's all kinds of things, and if this is something that this woman is into, you know, that might make her happy, I could at least try. But of course, I did mention that pegging and cuckolding and all that kind of stuff is absolutely off limits. That's nothing that I'm into or would ever be into. And the person admitted they were absolutely not into any of those either, and they didn't like anything dominant, which kind of surprised me a little bit, because women usually do like the aggressive. Aggressive, that's what it was. Aggressive. They didn't like anything that was aggressive as far as sexual stuff was concerned. And that kind of struck me as a little odd, because there's a lot of women, not saying them all, but there's a lot of women that do kind of like more the aggressive, not, again, not all, but there's a lot of women that do kind of prefer that aggressive sexual, you know, stuff like that. So anyway, guys, you know, we were talking all of a sudden. And, you know, I was saying, you know, we were talking about condoms, because I didn't really have any. And of course, you know, she's a college student. 23, by the way, 23, guys. So this is not like an underage. It's a 23-year-old woman. And anyway, I was like, well, you know, can you pick some up? We can try it and see what'll work. You know, we were just gonna have a really good fun time watching the movie, and, you know, maybe what, Netflix and chill, right? And things were going good at first. And I was like, you know, I don't want to make you pregnant. I was like, you're way too young right now, as far as I'm concerned, to deal with a kid. You know, you need to focus on your future. You know, you're working on, you know, trying to get a good career. You know, you're working on good education, all that kind of thing. Very smart person. You know, I remember she talked about how much she liked spreadsheets, you know, the history of that. She found that really fascinating. And again, it wasn't until later that she said, oh, there's no way to get me pregnant. And I said, well, you know, of course, my mother had spinal meningitis, and the doctors told her that she would never be able to become pregnant, right? And I mean, then she's like, no, there's literally no way for me to become pregnant. And I was like, well, I don't know if maybe there was an issue, because she said her stomach was really bad. There's a lot of stomach problems that she has. And I'm like, well, maybe something happened. Maybe she has some kind of a medical issue. She mentioned that, you know, couldn't make it to work and was really bad on points because the medical issue. So, you know, I thought, well, maybe she has some kind of, you know, thing, you know, different people would get. And as it turns out, guys, she said, "Well, I'm not fully a woman yet." I said, "Hold up, but what do you mean not fully a woman yet?" They said, "Are you a trans woman?" And she said, "I thought we went over this." And I said, "No, we didn't." I said, I clearly don't remember anything like that." He said, "But I told you." I said, "No, you didn't. Like, that's something I would have remembered." Maybe she thought it was got him confused with somebody else, or maybe there was some messages or something I didn't get on another different app or something. I don't know, guys, but at any case, oh, we can go again. At any case, I just didn't expect that kind of announcement. Like, I'm taken aback by it, and I'm kind of in shock a little bit, right? It's like I'm supposed to be in bed in a few minutes, and I'm like, how will I sleep, right? Because it's very, very surprising. And again, I don't have a problem with a trans person. I'm not into trans people. I'm not into, men. I like women. I'm not into the anal play like that. That's something that, is more for gay people and I guess certain trans people, but that's not something I'm into personally. A lot of the images that I showed her, were of women or maybe some female porn stars that I liked, right? And they were all biological women, and I kind of thought that, she would get the idea. And I assumed she was a woman. I didn't have any idea. She liked the images and she's like, "Oh yeah, that's my vibe. That's totally me. That's the kind of person I am." Meanwhile, I didn't realize this was a man that was very, very concerned about his body. He was transitioning and was trying to become more and more feminine, almost like the bimboification. 'Cause yeah, I like the bimboification, but when it's women, right? Not necessarily when it's men. Not that I don't know some that do it in that community that are men. But like one I know in particular has a female girlfriend, right? And of course, she's fully transitioned, has giant boobs or whatever, and it's all part of the bimboification thing. I mean, that's fine that people want to do that, But for me, I'm not personally into that. I like the bimboification, but I prefer it to be like a woman, right? Let's see, like, was it Lea Lovely and of course Marcy Rabbit? Marcy, they're both biological women. Nobody's gonna, deny that. But at the same time, yeah, that I couldn't do that with a man, or the Franken-pussy that TFM talked about. That's just, no, that's not for me. If they can hit a button and they can change a man into a woman, like, in Halo Jones, that comic book that Alan Moore did, where they had like a button, you just boom, you're a woman. I might kind of consider that because it was a really cool person, and if that person was a woman, yeah, I would be into that. But unfortunately, I fortunately for them, rather, I'm not. It's just not. I can't force myself to do that kind of thing because it'd be horrible, it'd be terrible. Like it's. Why would you? It's like trying to eat a food that you're not into, over and over and over again, right? It's nasty, but you keep eating it. It's like, oh, maybe I'll get used to it. No, you don't ever get used to it, and you get feelings of guilt and depression and just horrible fucking things, right? So it's just, I could never do it. And I mean, it's nothing against the person. I hope they do find happiness somewhere. But this is not for me. Like a lot of people that think, oh, Grimm might be gay. Well, I'm not. Like this was the chance to show the world, I guess. I'm not into that. That's not never gonna be me. Like the whole time I was asking about vagina, 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 and realized this person doesn't have one of those. And I'm like, hey, there's something missing here. This is not going to work. You can't make it work. It's like trying to run a car on olive oil, It's not gonna work. You gotta have gasoline, right? I mean, it's hard for me to even talk, you know, because it's just, I'm so shocked at all this, man. 'Cause, like, there was some signs, like maybe the face wasn't quite, you know, 100%, but, you know, sometimes women, they can look a little masculine without all the makeup. A lot of people have actually seen this. I've got friends of mine that have maybe a masculine face, but they're biological women. You know, that's just who they are. And sometimes, you know, I guess the people on the testosterone, sometimes some of the female bodybuilders, of course, they'll have that look, but they still have the vagina. They're still, you know, that. But we're talking about a man that was able to pass pretty successfully as a woman. I didn't even notice. Like, I saw that maybe there was something off, but again, I didn't think much of it because, again, my friend, you know, had maybe a more masculine face, and I'm like, well, you know, maybe this can work, but at the same time, I was trying to figure out how I was going to be able to deal with it. I was like, is there just going to be this moment where, yeah, it's a maybe a little more masculine looking woman, but maybe, you know, you get intimate and you kiss and you start seeing it as more like, I don't know, like it's beauty is skin deep, or what is that? What do they say? Like, what do they say when, like, you know, you really love somebody, looks don't matter so much anymore? And I was like, you know, maybe that'll be it. And maybe, you know, with makeup and stuff, you'd be a knockout, right? But unfortunately, no, that's a masculine face on a masculine person. And there's really not much you could do about that, right? That's a man transitioning and having the feminine sounds of a woman. It's very, I've never experienced anything like it in my life before because, like, again, threw my mother off and threw me off, right? Like, didn't know, you know, to go up to the dog and be like, oh, she's so sweet, and it's like just that very feminine voice. Doesn't even sound like, you know how like a gay man will, you know how a gay man will sound like, hey, you got, no, it wasn't like that. It was a woman, and it really freaked me out, guys. Like, I know what a woman sounds like. We've heard enough voice actresses and stuff, and of course, I mean, even outside of that, I work with women, and I used to hang around the girls all the time growing up, so we know what women sound like. And it was just very surprising that I couldn't tell. Like, you know, you always think that when you see the trans person, that it's gonna be like some fat guy in a wig, right? Oh, it's ma'am, you know, but that's not what this was. This was somebody that either willingly transitioned or transitioned by their parents, or I don't have no idea. All I know is they were, you know, about they're supposed to have their 23rd birthday, right? They're 22, about to have their 23rd birthday, and I mean, this just it's not for me, right? It's just not for me, and I had to let that person off as calmly as possible because I don't think it's fair to treat somebody that treated me very respectfully and responsibly as like an asshole because, you know, they because I happen to be a transitioning person. Now, it is an asshole thing for them not to tell me about it. It is absolutely an asshole thing. But you know, it's just, I don't know, I can't be too mad about it because it wasn't at all what I thought it was gonna be. You know, I just thought it was a caring autistic woman that's bi, which exists. I've got a autistic friend, like I said, that kind of looks masculine, but she does have a vagina and she is, you know, bi. She's been with women and been with men, and you know, it's just, that's who she is. And of course, you know, she sometimes speaks a little different, but she's a biological woman. So I said, well, maybe that's just this. And it turned out it wasn't. It was the real deal. I did send her a message about all this, and I'm curious of what she'll say. But yeah, this was kind of freaky. And again, I'm not saying anything against people like this, but what I will say is something I've said on the show many, many, many times. And that in particular, this has a lot of bugs. That in particular is, guys, you have to be really careful these days because I was caught off guard. Now, some of you guys, you know, that may be looking for more feminine, and again, like I said, I this she was kind of off, right? But you know, there was still a lot of things that made me kind of question, well, you know, maybe she's just a little autistic. I mean, because she's definitely on the spectrum, that's for sure. But, like I said, she was definitely on the spectrum, that's for sure. But, as far as the rest of it, I was still not real sure because, you know, the body was feminine for the most part. And the eyes were always obscured by a very thick pair of glasses, right? So that's one interesting thing. Even she came into the house, there was a very thick pair of glasses. I never understood the glasses, and I thought it was maybe just a fashion trend, but there's a possibility that she's trying to hide the face. Maybe she was not happy with herself, right? And it shows a lot that maybe this person kind of regrets transitioning a little bit. They just want to find happiness, like a lot of us. And I'm not sure. I'm not going to speak for this person. I don't know where their views are. But I know they want to be successful. I know they worked really hard. And I'll see them again for sure. I'll definitely see them again. But, you know, I just want to be clear that, you know, it's never good for somebody to lie about who they are, you know? And hinting around, you know, was, oh, we talked about this. No, there was no point. You know, there was no point in the conversation. Where I said, oh, I'm actually transitioning. You know, I just want to let you know in advance. I want to make sure that there's no, you know, mix up or anything like that. You know that, you know, I am a biological man and all that kind of thing. Because if that was said, I'd have been, you know, I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm sorry, that's not for me. I hope you find somebody, but that's, you know, that's not something I can unfortunately be a part of. That's not something that I'm into. So yeah, it's a really weird experience, guys. It's, you know, a lot of people, we see the stuff, the memes on Twitter and Twitter X and this other social medias, you know, and you laugh, but then you when you really see it, you're like, wow, that kind of took me aback because I just didn't expect it would happen to me, right? It is hard to tell, and it's going to get harder to tell. But now again, if they get to the point where they can literally just turn on a button and switch them right out, and they're a biological woman, I mean, yeah, that's okay. Like, I have no issue with that. If that's what they want to do, if somebody wants to transition in that way where we can literally just biologically rearrange them so that they are a female, that's perfectly fine. I don't think there's any issue with that, but I don't know if we'll ever have the technology to do something like that, and I don't even know what it would look like. But, you know, it's just, that's, I don't have any words, right? Now I've got this experience to share with you guys, right? So maybe that you guys will think about things a little bit closer, you know, because it's going to get harder and harder. You're going to see some really, really pretty girls in the future. You know, you've already seen a few that some guys, even in TFM's old server, said, you know, I would consider Blair White. I would consider, you know, because they thought they were hotter than some of the modern women of today. And to be absolutely fair, this person was skinny. They were on a diet. They were very committed to not gaining weight, looking like, you know, a lot of other women can. So yeah, that's one thing that might drive somebody towards a person like that. But ultimately, I had the rug pulled on me, it feels like, you know? It's just like, wow, I thought this was this, and it turned out to be this. It's like, oh, you're not a woman at all. Ooh. Okay, well, you know, we can't do this, unfortunately. It's not in my best interest, and it has to be in the interest of both parties. You know, when it comes down to a relationship or anything of a romantic or sexual nature. So if that person is not who they say they are, oof, that's bad. So, all right, guys, this will be the Grim Lord, and I guess I will see you guys next time when Grim rants to the heavens. Of course, we're going to have maybe a more comedic take on this topic. And I'll probably post this one after the comedic one to kind of just give a more serious note on it. You know, even though this was made before the one that we're going to make tomorrow after we see the movie. Because I just really need a palate cleanser, guys. It's not working for me. I don't know. You actually feel like you want to drink. That's the worst thing for me to do right now, though. You know, I just took my medicine and I'm about ready to go to bed. So, yeah. But, alright. I'll see you guys next time on Grim Rants Into the Heavens when we've got more to rant about and hopefully something more positive and not something where I have to caution you guys, you know, but it's good to make cautious videos. And again, I want to urge any, you know, trans women, men out there, just be up front, you know, and you have to be up front early on. Not when you're going to have a sexual experience, but, you know, early on, you know, when you're first starting to talk to somebody, you're interested in somebody, you need to just come out and say, hey, I'm this, I'm that, right? I had no problem talking about who I was and what I did. I said I made videos, adult games, didn't talk about the channel or where it was, just that I did it. And of course, I didn't leave any breadcrumbs or anything like that, so there's no way anybody would find me. But yeah, like I said, it's very important to tell people right up front. Just don't hide it. Don't make them wait weeks. Let them, you know, making them think you're somebody you're not. Right? I was expecting a biological woman, right? A vagina. I mean, is that so wrong? That's literally what I was expecting, and that's not what it was. I mean, I got no problem with dating. You know, I'll continue talking to, you know, various girls that are interested and things like that. But you just have to be more careful now, you know. TFM said, you know, when you're in your 40s, those college girls, they start to get really interested in you. I know I had some actual biological women that were very interested. But, again, you also have to be careful that you've got people that are transitioning over now and you can't tell the difference anymore. That's not something that we had to deal with. You know, when TFM was talking about this back in, what was it, 2016, talking about, oh, you'll have hot college girls when you're older. Well, yeah, that's true. I've certainly seen that in real life. But the problem is, it's also the fact that you have to deal with some that aren't actual girls. And that's not something that anybody was prepared for. It's quite sad, actually. I'm kind of down about it because I did like the person. I can't get over that other thing. It's like you've got something that's not compatible. You know what it is? All right. A long time ago, this is a good way to end it. So a long time ago, when I first had a Super Nintendo, this goes way back, all we had was this brown Nintendo, right? It was like I don't know how it got brown. I maybe smoke damage, I don't have any idea. But the only game it would play was Super Mario World. I remember one time I rented a bunch of games, you know, Mega Man X for the first time. This is when it was new. A bunch of other games, right? And I couldn't play it. I had the system, I had the game in there, but it wouldn't let me play it because it would only allow me to play Super Mario World. So I had to eventually buy a new Super Nintendo console because, you know, the one that I had was given to me by a friend, and it had the smoke damage or whatever. I'm still not sure how that Nintendo became browned. But at any rate, when I tried to play it, it wouldn't let me play just that one game, and all I could do was sit and watch the demo movies for Mega Man and all these other games. Be like, oh, it would be so fun to play these games, right? And finally got the Super Nintendo. When the Super Nintendo came in, I could play all these games. I started renting games, and you know, by that time Mega Man X2 was coming out, and I was like, oh, we can play that one and Mega Man X2, and it still remains one of my favorite games of all time. One of the top favorite games of all time for me. So yeah, but at the time, it didn't matter what I did, that game was just incompatible. There was no way I could play it. Only thing I could play was Super Mario World. So in a way, that's kind of like the situation I have here. The girl was incompatible. I wanted to play the Mega Man X game on that brown Nintendo, but I couldn't. It was not gonna work. I had to get another system. And yeah, that's the situation here. All I could play is Super Mario World, right? You'd have to, in order for this to work, it'd have to be a machine that can change her from or change the person rather, the him, whatever you want to call, from a biological man to a biological woman. Yeah, that would be okay. I think that person would be all right as a biological woman. Obviously, things would have changed with a lot more estrogen in the female brain, and a lot of other situations. Of course, there's some people that say they can make a biological woman with male brain. I don't know how that would fucking work. There was some people talking about that, like the brain is masculine, but the rest of the body is all feminine and all the other thing, like the estrogen and all that. It's just a male brain. I don't know how that would work, man. Cause a really crazy person, wouldn't it? I don't know. Maybe there's even some women today that are like that. They have a more masculine brain. Like maybe the more autistic ones do. What did TFM say? It was extreme maleness or extreme male brain was the definition of autism from what he had read. Not sure if that still applies, but that's from what he had read at the time. So, I don't know. It's just a really odd subject. And again, I'm still that brown Nintendo. I guess that's just gonna be me. I can only play Super Mario World until they get something new and change the technology, and then, you know, any men that want to be women and want to do the thing, that'll be fine because you just hit a button, and then boom, you've got boobs and everything else. Yeah, I mean, if if that's how it works. I don't think that is ever how it'll work. I don't even know what kind of technology you'd need to do that. And I don't even know if anybody's even working on anything like that because of the ethical concerns, right? It's really bizarre to even think about. But alright, guys. This is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Yeah, it felt uncanny, didn't it? That was another thing. It did feel uncanny. You know how I don't get the Uncanny Valley when it comes to our girls in those games? This one, it kind of gave me the Uncanny Valley. Felt like something wasn't right. Couldn't place it, but something wasn't right. And I finally realized, oh, okay. Well, that's what it is. Again, I hope this person, you know, has a good life. And, you know, I don't wish him harm. I know there's a lot of but I can't because, again, they treated me with proper respect the whole time. They were there for me and all that. And I don't know. I kind of like that. So maybe I'll do the AI thing. I don't know. Maybe I still don't even know if I'd pay a membership for that. But if I can get an AI to tell me, hey, how are you doing? And did you eat anything? And what's going on? Stuff like that. That would be kind of cool. I think I could handle that. Just something to talk to. That wouldn't be too bad. I think I could enjoy that. Maybe that's what some guys see in it. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord. Again, for the last time tonight. We'll see you next time. Enjoy the videos, because it's going to be a lot of videos tonight. You're going to see your Uncanny Valley videos as normal. And I got a premiere tonight as well. So there's a lot of shit coming up tonight, and these videos are just part of it. I'm out.